CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Pete's sake, it's only 6 o'clock. What are you doing up so early?
Trying to decide what to wear today. What is the proper thing to wear to visit a lord and lady in their castle?
Oh,
honestly, I hardly slept all night.
Oh, darling, stop worrying about it. We're just going to drop in and drop out again. We'll be there just long enough to hand them a little present. A jar of homemade watermelon pickles.
Don't be silly. I'm not giving Lady Kenway any watermelon pickles.
Look, you've carted them all the way across the ocean from America.
See, I don't care. Forget them. Forget them. And don't you dare mention them. You hear?
I'm sorry. I just don't understand you. Look, you've been telling me what a lovely, sweet gesture it would be to bring some pickles to Mrs. Blake's poor old lonesome mother who loves pickles.
Now, listen, if you even mention those pickles up at the castle today, I... Oh, really, I'm so mad anyhow at your girlfriend for not telling us all about
my girlfriend?
Well, your friend. You're the one who brought that English girl over to our house back home.
Look, I am not the one who suggested to Mrs. Blake that we stop by and say hello to her parents when we came to England.
I only suggested it because she seemed worried about them to hear her talk. Her parents were so hard up. So lonesome.
I don't think it's
very funny. I'm embarrassed. I would never have called Mrs. Kenway to say we'd drop by if I'd known.
Lady Kenway, my dear.
Lady Kenway.
You know, I wish I had a picture of all our faces yesterday when I was pulled up in front of that castle. Boy, I tell you, I died. You died. And if you could have seen your face.
If I hadn't said we were dropping by, we wouldn't have to go at all. I don't know what to wear. I just don't.
We should have knocked on the castle door right then and paid our respects instead of coming back here to this village inn to spend the night.
The way we looked after traveling all day? No, indeed. Now go shower and shave and get out of the bathroom so I can wake Aunt Effie and Betsy.
All right, Kenway Castle, here we come.
Oh, really, it's such an embarrassing situation.
When school begins again, homework begins too. For a successful school year for your children, though, homework begins now. Your immediate assignment, to get your child ready for school. If you take an active interest in his forthcoming studies now, you'll whet his appetite for learning. An important safety lesson to teach now is the necessity of looking both ways before crossing the street and the danger of jaywalking. You can contribute much toward making this a happy, safe school year. And here's another way you may help. Mothers, get your child off to a flying start in school this year with Milton Bradley Teaching Aids. Milton Bradley Teaching Aids, each one is stimulating, educator approved, each one is grade identified. And these basic keys to fun and learning make reading, arithmetic, spelling, social studies more interesting and a lot easier. At fine stores everywhere, look for the Milton Bradley Teaching Aid rack. For fun and learning, Milton Bradley Teaching Aid.
Betsy, now eat your breakfast, please. We've got to hurry. Aunt Effie, what do you think you'll wear?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just so excited. I think my blue silk print.
Isn't that a little overdressed for morning? Mm-hmm. English people wear tweeds, don't they? I thought we'd better be in casual suits.
I don't know why you're all fussing so about what you're going to wear. To begin with, I'd like to remind you that I'm in England on business.
Yes, dear.
We're not going to stay more than 15 minutes at that castle.
15 minutes?
Well, 15 or 20 minutes.
Look,
I am due in Birmingham on business. Well. We've already come 100 miles out of our way to see these Kenways.
If we've come 100 miles out of our way, then I think we can stay longer than 15 minutes. They might offer to show us around the castle,
15 minutes now. I'm due in Birmingham on business.
We'll see. Why isn't this the quaintest little village inn so picturesque? Mm-hmm. It's like a postcard, isn't it, Aunt Effie?
We seem to be the only ones staying here.
Well, kind of off-season.
There isn't another soul in the dining room.
Oh, it's kicking some man now.
Pass me the butter, will you, Anderson?
Here.
Let me see. Ham and eggs are good. Is this part of England, farming country, is it not?
Well, I don't know. It's Yorkshire.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much.
Oh, look, the man coming into the dining room looks so dignified. Maybe he's a Duke of Marlborough or something.
I hardly think the Duke of Marlborough would be staying here.
Oh, he's coming over toward us.
Oh?
Oh, dear, you don't suppose it's Lord Kenway. I sent a note last night saying we were here. Oh, that's a set of mine.
I beg your pardon.
Oh.
Mr. and Mrs. Piper?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes, it is.
Lady Kenway wished me to convey her respects to the hope that Mrs. Piper was feeling better this morning.
Oh, yes. Well, that's very nice of you, Lord Kenway.
Do sit down, Lord.
Yes, yes. Pull up another chair. Yes, there was one right there.
No.
Sit down, of course.
Anyway. Have a cup of coffee.
Yes. Please.
No trouble, and we're almost just... Lord Kenway, where's the waitress?
Oh, I'll get her.
Thank you. And I must say, you look just like what I pictured a lord should look like.
Aunt Effie.
There you are. Now, sit down. Yeah, that's it.
Well, you're not interrupting us at all. We're almost through anyhow, and we'd be delighted to have you join us in a cup of coffee.
I move over, Betsy, so Lord Kenway has room for his legs under the table.
Well, if you don't mind, I would rather. I am not Lord Kenway.
Oh. Well, dear, you said Lady Kenway sent... who are you?
Marlowe. I've been with his lordship and her ladyship for 38 years. In fact, there has been a Marlowe with the Kenways since the 16th century.
Oh.
You mean you're a cousin or something? Oh, Aunt Effie, no. Marlowe is the butler, dear.
Not the butler, madam. Chief steward, Kenway House.
Well, that's okay with us. We're Americans. Sit back down and have a cup of coffee with us anyhow.
dear.
No.
We don't mind at all. Well, back home, I often get Lucy Perkins in to help me spring house clean, and she sits right down and has lunch with us. She's just the loveliest girl, and you don't think a thing about it.
Aunt Effie.
Very kind of you, but his lordship is waiting for me at the castle. Lady Kenway wished me to pay her respects, and I hope that you and Mrs. Pfeiffer are feeling better this morning.
Yes, but please thank Lady Kenway for me and convey our respect. We arrived yesterday afternoon, and I was sorry we couldn't drop in then, but I wasn't well, so we came down here to the village inn, and I sent the note to her. And please inform Lady Kenway that we will be stopping by Kenway Castle on our way to Birmingham this morning.
Yeah, and tell her we're very sorry, but we can only stay a few minutes.
Unfortunately, Lord and Lady Kenway will not be receiving today.
They're not for?
They will not be at home, Sam.
Oh.
Unfortunately, a previous engagement forces them to leave this morning for Hadley Hall for a weekend with the Duke and Duchess. However, Lady Kenway hopes your holidays through England will permit you to return to Kenway Castle Monday next for luncheon, 1 o'clock.
Oh, dear.
Monday next? That means next Monday?
Yes.
It's too bad, but we'll be back in London by next Monday.
Oh, and... she's invited us for lunch.
Well, I can't help it. We're going on to Birmingham today, and
we're certainly not going to miss an invitation like that.
Why, no. I mean, I promised Mrs. Blake I'd say hello.
Well, I cannot help it. I told you.
Dear, not in front of Marlowe, please convey our thanks to Lady Kenway and tell her that we accept with pleasure her kind invitation.
Very good, madam. Good day.
Birmingham, I'm bitten.
Will you stop that for Pete's sake?
I'm just going out the door.
We are not coming all the way back to Kenway Castle for Pete's sake.
The one time in our lives that we have been invited to have lunch at a castle with a real lord and lady.
Yes.
And we are.
Why, I wouldn't miss this chance for the world.
Well, you are all going to miss it because we will be in London on Monday. I'm in England on business, not to pay social calls. And if you think for one
well,
minute...
Well, you may be in London on Monday, but I will not.
And neither will I. I'm going to be right up there in Kenway Castle having lunch.
Even if we have to rent another car and drive back here ourselves.
I should say so. My goodness, what's the matter with you?
There is nothing the matter with me, and I don't intend to discuss it anymore. Now, get in the car. We're on our way to Birmingham.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. It's new. It's special.
What's this? Continental 6-month borewax in a new special size?
Yes,
Now, for the first time, you can get the new special size 6-month floor wax for just about half the price of the regular can. That's right. The very same Wonder Wax that's guaranteed not to walk away, wash away, wear away for 6 full months is now available for the amazing low price of only 79 cents. Imagine, with the new special size 6-month floor wax, you can take a summer vacation from weekly waxing and save money, too. Yes, wax just once with 6-month floor wax, and the same normal care that keeps your floors clean now keeps them gleaming bright, scuff-resistant all summer long, or your money back. So this summer, relax. Don't wax. Look for 6-month floor wax in the new half-price special size today. Only 79 cents everywhere. Get Continental 6-month wax.
And another thing, why you and Aunt Effie should be so bowled over just because
they... Please, lower your voice. Well, Betsy is sleeping. And keep your eyes on the road.
Somebody's got a title, for Pete's sake. Lord and Lady, they're no better than anybody else. Even if they do live in a castle, which I wouldn't want to do anyway.
I wouldn't mind living in a castle.
Neither would I.
I mean, now look, be reasonable.
I am being more than reasonable. I'm being smart. I thought you had to look for an authentic 15th century suit of armor. I thought your boss commissioned you to find one to import for some client in Texas.
That's right. That's why I'm on my way to Birmingham. I told you to look up some antique dealers.
Didn't the man in your agency in London say that they were all in museums or private castles, that a private castle was the only chance you might have to pick one up?
Yes! My goodness, I never thought of that. Ken Wade might have one. The clerk at the inn said the castle was built in 15-something.
Are you following the conversation?
Oh. Hmm?
Yes. Yeah, by golly, you know, you may be right. Yeah.
Keep your eyes on the road.
He's just looking at me with astonishment, Aunt Effie. Actually, he doesn't think I'm smart enough to come in out of the rain. So when I do have a good idea, he can't believe his ears. Oh, you're laughing, but it's the truth. So, what do you think, Lord Piper, about joining us for luncheon at Kenway Castle Monday next?
I should be delighted, Lady Piper.
Delighted. Come on, now we must plan what we're going to wear, Aunt Effie.
Yeah. For Pete's sake, we've got 3 whole days.
Yeah, I see. You just drive, will you? Keep your eyes on the road. Now, we must wear white gloves.
Oh,
I think that's a must.
White gloves.
White gloves. And hats.
Oh, yeah.
And hats, definitely. I think if you're going to hat.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Margaret Hamilton and Anthony Kemble Cooper, and is produced by Walter Hart.